This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That last segment was Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. And the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We now head out to said Fan Hotline and check in with former Pittsburgh Penguin, Mr. Tyler Kennedy, who joins this program every Thursday. TK, appreciate you staying on the typical Thursday train with me as I fill in for the guys. Happy New Year to you, good sir. How's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So I know you talked a little bit about it with Donnie yesterday, but since today is the, 18-year anniversary of that first ever Winter Classic, let's kind of go back down memory lane a little bit. What was the reaction inside the locker room when you guys figured out, because it was a new a new thing for the NHL, a Winter Classic, a game outdoors. When you guys found out that you were going to be participating in that, what was the reaction like? What was the excitement level like to be playing in, an NHL game outdoors?
Well, for me, it was a little bit of a different story because I just got called up that year. So that was my first year getting called up. And when you get called up, everything, it's like you go from like the slow lane to the fast lane and everything's coming at you fast. You're enjoying everything from playing the games. And then my goal was to honestly just make it till Christmas. And then once I got there, then they're like, oh, we're playing the outdoor game. So I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then I started calling my family and I'm like, guys, the Penguins are playing an outdoor game. Would you guys want to come watch? We get 4 free tickets. And my uncle, my 2 cousins, and my brother came in. We got tickets, and it was unbelievable. But the energy of that day, of like the pregame, was unbelievable. And I didn't realize how big of a game it was until after. Even New Year's Eve, I was like, oh, we're playing outside. Like, this is cool. Like, I didn't really know much about, like, Buffalo, like, Buffalo Mafia, like how they partied right. And how they celebrated their football game. So I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. This is not going to be that big. And then when it happened, I was like, wow, I should have had everyone I know at that game, but I didn't. So it was exciting. It was unbelievable. And I know from the guys around the room, like, everyone was very, very excited. And I said this on yesterday, the NHL, we play so many games during the year. It's like Groundhog Day a lot of the time, from going to Philadelphia, New York, Long Island, playing at home. Like, your schedule is so set. Mm-hmm. So when you play in these kind of games, it's such a good, like, break, a good refresher, because it just changes it up. And for me, like, people are like, oh, like, how dialed in were you on game day? I was like, dude, like, I was so dialed in that, like, I knew every 5 minutes of my day what I was going to be doing. It was crazy. So to have that and have, you know, the outcome of the SID scoring, it was a pretty special year for me.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And it was a unique game because, right, Colby Armstrong scores almost immediately, and then Buffalo scored really early into the second period. So how do you kind of dictate the pace of that game with a whole lot of essentially nothing in the third period and overtime, and then it's like, oh my goodness, we're going into a shootout now?
Well, it was the game changed from the first period to the third period because the weather got worse, right? It started snowing harder. It started getting worse. So I think the coaching with Terry and them, it was more of, all right, boys, we have to keep this simple. Whatever team manages the puck the best out there is going to win. And our big focus was getting pucks deep, trying to spend more time in the offensive zone, trying to hem them in, and less playmaking. We didn't want to be going east-west. We wanted to go north-south, chip the puck in, and get to work. And we knew if we did that better than them, we would have success. And it was just a fun way to play hockey because it reminded you of your youth on the pond hockey, your childhood, and doing it on the big stage. And the ice being that bad was pretty cool because we couldn't play just like a regular system. It was all new. So that was the big thing. The big focus was less stick handling, less systems, and just getting pucks deep and trying to get some shots on net.
Tyler Kennedy with us on the Fan Hotline. Tyler, as we kind of shift into 2026, it was a rough end of the calendar year for the Penguins, especially in the early parts of the month of December, but they've won three of their last four. And finally, we get a pretty darn good day at the office from Stuart Skinner in net against the Hurricanes the other night, stopping 27 of 28. What kind of momentum can that start against Carolina and a team that's near the top of the division or at the top of the division? What kind of momentum can that spark for, you know, the goaltender the Penguins just traded for?
Well, from your first question, I think going into the break, it was like the perfect time for the Penguins to have a three-day break, right? Things were sliding. Things were getting ugly really bad. So they needed that three-day break more than maybe anyone in the league. So once they did that, they came back, and it looked like they were fresh again, looked like they had their legs, looked like they were back into the system, kind of like they were at the beginning of the year. And then when you think of Skinner, like when I got traded, it takes a long time to find your routines, just get comfortable with the team. Like it does take time to find your game. And hopefully, you know, playing one game before the break, having some time to kind of get settled in with, like, literally unpack and getting your family set up, I think that's going to help him a lot. And them getting two big wins and him playing well, it's just going to speed up the process of him playing better and better. And I think he's going to be a guy that's going to really blossom in the second half of the year just because of, one, he's out of Edmonton. Edmonton, the big thing there's so much pressure on him. He's a hometown guy. The pressure must have been through the roof. So I think when he comes here, he has a big game. I think he can really relax. I think he can really focus on the game and kind of block out that outside noise a lot easier. So I think him and some of the other guys coming that we traded for are going to have a really good second half. And it starts with him because, you know, going into the second half, when we think of, I always think of the year as like a meal, right? Like we're at the entree, you know, it just got sat down. This is a big part of the year. This is where you kind of rate your year at from here to like end of February. What kind of meal or what kind of year did we have, or where did we slip, or where did we kind of push through to get into playoffs? So these next games, this next month or 2 months is where they really have to string wins together, where they have to go on a winning string for 7-8 games. They can't do what they've done in the past, which is they won two, lost one, won three, lost four, won one, lost one. The big thing with good teams is they're able to win games consistently in this league, and that's the hardest thing to do in the NHL and lately for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So getting those two big wins, hopefully it gets them at least a little bit starting to roll, because they need to start stringing games together to get into the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Tyler Kennedy with us for a couple of more minutes. TK, as they get ready for 2026, and they're only a couple of points back from that final wild card spot, a couple of these trades that Kyle Dubas has made seem to be, at least on paper, could help the club in small ways. But could we potentially see, and obviously it depends on how things go in the month of January and into February, but could we potentially see a bigger move, so to speak, a buyer at the deadline kind of move that maybe Kyle Dubas has in the back pocket, because they have stacked up draft picks over the last couple of years? Do you think that maybe if they're in a spot to where they can make a push, they'd be willing to part with some of those more high-profile draft selections in the next couple of years to go out and maybe get a big name?
Well, I think Kyle Dubas, right now, he's in the process of rebuilding the team, finding young guys, building that draft, you know, the draft selections up, so he has some buying power. Do I think he's going to go out and buy an old veteran guy to make a push to the playoffs? No. But if there's a team that's looking maybe for one of our veterans and to get a young guy back, a young, talented guy back, I think Kyle Dubas is all ears. I think that's a great move. So I think he's definitely going to be answering the phone at trade deadline. I think he's looking at the next core after Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang. Because at the end of the day, everyone knows it's coming to an end. These guys can't play until they're 50. You know, so right. I think Kyle Dubas knows he needs to start building this young group of young talent. So when Sidney Crosby and those guys leave, the Pittsburgh Penguin fans still are excited to come to the rink and see these next generation guys win some hockey games. Because he might have the hardest job in the NHL right now as a GM, because we've had such a great core. That core has been there for 20 years. It's scary. Like that core, you've never had to worry about the next generation until the last 1 or 2 years. And now Kyle Dubas is coming up on that. And now when you think of the trades and what he's trying to do, he's trying to build the next core of Pittsburgh Penguins. And he's doing a good job, because he's Wilkes is doing good. Wilkes-Barre's doing a good job this year. They have a lot of young, great talent, and their draft picks. They have a ton of draft picks, so they have some room to play with. And when you look at the team now, like, we got Kindle, we have Koivunen, we have McGroarty. Like, they're the next group of young talent that might take another step. And is it probably not going from the third line to the first line, but it might be, you know, Kindle going from the second line, from the third line to the second line, or McGroarty stepping up, you know?
Right.
So that's his process. And when you think of, you know, Kyle Dubas, I think when he gets the job, he has a 5-year plan. He knows exactly what he's doing from this draft to this summer to who he's trying to go after this summer. Like, I think this guy is so dialed in and so in front of everyone else because he's got such an IQ for building teams. Like, I think he did a great job in Toronto and all that, but I think he's got a 5-year plan. And if he sees someone out there that's young that can fit into that plan of building that core, he's definitely going to be making moves at the trade deadline. And do I think it really matters? Do I think Kyle Dubas wants to make playoffs? Yeah, he wants to win, but is he going to sell everything and sell assets to get there? No, because that's not part of his big picture, not part of the plan.
Penguins are 3 points back of Buffalo for that final wild card spot as we speak, and they have a pretty darn tall task tonight, the top team in the Atlantic Division, Detroit, at 7 o'clock. TK, appreciate you as always. Happy New Year. Good to catch up with you, and much success for you in 2026. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a little different. The New Year's Eve is a little different when you have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not staying up all night to party and have fun. I think I was in bed by 10:30 last night, sleeping by 11. So it's definitely a little bit different. So I feel pretty good today. But happy New Year. Thanks for having me, and let's go Pens.
There you go. All right, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, that's all I always get New Year's Eve and New Year's Day off when we divide up the time off with myself and Rob Metzger. Shout out to Rob, our sports director at WTOV. I always get New Year's off because he's got a 9-year-old daughter and a 5 or 6-year-old son. So he's like, I'm not getting into anything crazy on New Year's Eve. So after the kids go to bed, I'll go anchor a couple of sports casts. So that's how it always works. But again, last night I knew I was going to be hosting today, but I didn't want to get into anything too crazy last night. And if anybody drove last night, hopefully, number one, you did it sober. Number two, it was, even if that's the case, it was tough out there on the roadways. So my girlfriend and I went home at like 1:30, and it was not pleasant.
It was a whiteout.
Yeah, it was like a 25-minute drive from my buddy's house back to ours that took 45 to 50 minutes.
I was driving back from here, and it said the estimated time to get home was around an hour, and it ended up taking me an hour and a half because of how slow I had to go. I couldn't see more than 2 feet in front of me because of the snow squalls. It was bad.
Yeah, not great. Not great. That was Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin, the 18th anniversary of the Winter Classic against the Sabres. Just an all-time great Penguins moment. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. That's a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right. Let's open up the phones at 412-928-9370. What is on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? I went through mine before the end of 2025 and the final show of the last calendar year that I hosted. So I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. What's on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? Take your calls, and we're with you until 2 o'clock. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.